Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Twins and Guardians tonight at Target Field. Pregame show beginning at 5:30. Scoreboard update from the big leagues. The White Sox leading the A's out in Oakland 7-0. That game in the bottom of the fourth. Chicago now in second, a game and a half back at the moment. The Twins in third, 2.5 back. So it goes without saying, huge game again tonight at Target Field. And the Twins and the Guardians are playing a ton of games right now. Three this weekend at Target Field. And then coming up very shortly, Twins will be in Cleveland for five over 4 days starting next Friday night. And the executive producer of the Treasure Island Baseball Network, Mark Janoski. And you do hear him throughout the course of the season, filling in for Chris Atterbury on the pregame and postgame. Hey, Mark, good to visit with you, and good work.
Oh, thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for having me on. It's good to chat with you.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit real quick about your role as executive producer. I suppose you get to wrangle these guys and try and keep Corey and Danny and Chris and all the other guys that work behind the scenes in order, right?
I don't know about that. I think it's knowing how much latitude to give everybody and let them play to their strengths and know when to rail it in when I need to. But no, it's been a pleasure to be here. I started back in 2007 when the Twins brought the radio rights back in house. So Chris and myself have been together since the beginning, along with Drew Helverson, who's still here now, and he's actually our boss. He was our one-time intern. So the three of us were at the foundation of building what we do here every night.
Yeah, and you're filling in for Chris. He's doing play-by-play right now, along with Dan Gladden and Corey Provis away, I would assume, doing college football today.
Well, he's just off this weekend, but yeah, whenever one of the, as I call him, whenever one of the big three, whenever Chris, Corey, or Danny are off, it creates a little bit of musical chairs. And so this year it's been Rusty Cath or myself that has popped over here to the other side of the glass, as I call it, to fill in. And, you know, it's enjoyable. It seems like I always get games like last night, though, when I'm on this side of the glass. Just 75 different things happening that you feel like you have to make sure you touch base on so you do a thorough job. And it's exhausting sometimes.
Well, I was out doing a high school football game, Champlin Park at Wayzata, on NSPN.TV, and I saw on my phone because, working here at CCO, I get those network updates that say if there's a rain delay and what the coverage plans are, et cetera, and you send those. This is kind of a peek behind the curtain, and it's an update for all the affiliates, whether it's a flagship here at WCCO or other radio stations around Twins territory, to know what the coverage plans are. So you go on the air, and first pitch was, what, after 8 o'clock last night. So I saw that, and here was my first thought. Well, that's great. I'll still be able to catch most of the ball game after the football game's over. So I was thinking about myself, not necessarily about you and the fans, et cetera. I was like, oh, good, I'll get to catch most of the game. It didn't start out very well for the Twins, but they did battle back.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to say the positive, it's that the Twins scored the final six runs of the game.
Yeah.
The negative was the Guardians scored the first seven, which it should not surprise anybody that these two teams played in yet another one-run game. That's 7 out of 11 this year that have been a one-run game. The game had so much of everything last night. Dylan Bundy was not sharp, unfortunately, because his previous six starts, he had not allowed more than two runs. He got roughed up last night. The Twins missed a lot of chances earlier against Quantrill and finally got through against him in the fifth. Then they started battling back, and then there was the weird bottom of the eighth inning with Rocco coming out and asking the umpires to check out Karinchak, looking for foreign substance, sticky substance. And, you know, I had not seen anything like that in person. In my mind, I went back to, first of all, two things. 1987, when Joe Niekro, they came out and looked at him and found the Emery board flying out of his pocket out in Anaheim. And then the Naked Gun, the scene from the Naked Gun when Leslie Nielsen is the umpire and he's checking out all the baseball players, patting them down and everything. It was quite amazing to see that happen. And then even more baffling was when Barrett, the umpire, says, no, he's fine, nothing's wrong. You kind of are left with this, okay, now where does things go from there? Because that's an uncomfortable situation, right? The Twins are basically saying this guy's cheating, and the umpire says, no, he's not.
You know, and I don't necessarily mind the gamesmanship, if you will, because there is so much on the line for both clubs in this series. And if Rocco can use that to get in their heads a little bit, you know, hey, and it, to me, it adds to the entertainment value as well.
Well, you know, I guess that's a perspective, but I don't believe the players in the Cleveland clubhouse were actually too enthralled by it. You know, that's a shot across the bow. That's bulletin material, whether Rocco was intending for that to happen or not. Now, Terry Francona, such the professional, took the high road with all of his comments out of this last night, but some players are not very happy. And as you mentioned leading into this interview, two games left in this series, then five next weekend out in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
I personally don't think this is done.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And the Twins, that spirited comeback last night, comes up short. Turn the page. One of the things that Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden talked a lot about after I was done with the football game was the fact that it did get away from Dylan Bundy, and it was important to save the bullpen as much as they could and get into the Cleveland bullpen because Chris Archer is going tonight. And I think that's a big storyline going into tonight. You know, what are they going to get out of Archer? And then how many pitchers are the Twins going to need to go through tonight?
Yeah, that is always the storyline with Archer, right? I mean, we know high end would be five innings. Anything less is really problematic. It's interesting. We've said it, at least back here, down here in the studio. Rocco's managed the pitching plan for like 3 days, in a grouping of 3 days when Chris Archer starts. You have to manage the game before it, the game where Archer's starting, and then the game after Archer starts It impacts that many different guys. Aaron Sanchez, though, if you want to talk about things with the bullpen, he did a tremendous job yesterday, first of all, just keeping the game close as the Twins rallied, but then the fact that it was just him and then Giovanni Moran for one inning last night, that means pretty much everybody's available today, and obviously the best-case scenario is Chris pitches five, maybe a little bit more than five, and the game's close, and then some of the higher leverage arms come on out.
All right, Mark, what do you got coming up on the pregame show beginning at 5:30?
Okay, well, you got a couple things. Danny just surprised me and walked in here with an interview with Twins hitting coach David Popkins for Behind the Batting Cage, so that's awesome. We have not heard a lot from the Twins' first-year hitting coach this year, and of course, there's been struggles at the plate. Last night, they were 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position, so that should be a pretty fun interview, and then we'll have Chris chatting with Rocco. We also caught up with Sam Henches, the Minnesota native Mountsview grad, who's now a pitcher for Cleveland, talking to him just not about returning here, but the dynamics of being in a divisional race going against his hometown team.
All right, Mark, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time. Look forward to the pregame. And then ultimately, Chris and Danny calling the ball game from Target Field. It's a big one for sure.
Okay, Steve, you take care.
All right, there he is, Mark Janowski, the executive producer and the pregame and postgame host this weekend on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. There you have it. Twins and Guardians tonight. Big one for the Twins. Chris Archer on the mound. Much more on the Twins. Some highlights from that wild comeback defeat. 7-6 the final. And we'll take a look at the Major League scoreboard and a sneak peek at the lineup before Mark takes over at 5:30 here on CCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.